What's going on, world? AJ here, bringing you yet another random episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. I use the word random because I am literally about to walk into the gym here, the Planet Fitness, and attempt to be healthy. But I have a very simple concept, perspective, idea, an aha moment that I think every single business owner, every single business leader, every single HR leader, every single professional can get your head and your mind wrapped around. When you're an organization, when you're a team, your number one goal, your number one priority is to determine, to understand what your competitive advantage is. Everyone, when you start a business, you should never start something that is a commodity or that is the identical example of other products, services, initiatives out there. You should always try to find a way. If you're going to make something similar, you have to find a way to make that similar product, that similar service faster, cheaper, better, cooler, whatever the case is going to be. You always have a competitive advantage, no matter what marketplace you're in, no matter what product you are selling. And so for me, as I think about how that relates to culture, how that relates to people, how that relates to employee experience, the number one skill, in my personal opinion, of any great organization, of any great team, is a leader and processes and systems that are going to ignite and inspire and extract, frankly, the competitive advantages, right? So if you have an individual team of 8 people in your sales organization and you have a pure hustler at a level that is just completely insane and at the 1 percentile of all hustlers of salespeople. And then you have one person that literally was born and raised in this industry and they have extreme Rolodexes and knowledge and understanding for the organization and the team to cut corners. And then you have another person that's great at systems and processes. These are competitive advantages. These are little nuances, little tweaks, little subtle differences that are going to allow that team to have exponential growth and success. And so I think my simple direct ask and my simple direct advice is, if you are running an organization today, or if you're a people leader within an organization today, it is your number one job, skill, and opportunity to extract the most amazing nuances of all of your people and then use that and try to define how you will now attack the market with a new competitive advantage or with a more honed in competitive advantage. And so just wanted to give that quick aha moment, thought, perspective, concept. I'm going to go work out now, again, trying to be healthy. But as always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. Talk soon.